This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. We continue with the EveryCatholicMan.com 11-part special series on the Passion of the Christ. Today we hear how Jesus' prophecy of St. Peter's three denials comes true. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of prudence so he only makes promises he is able and willing to keep. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of truth so he can always avoid making false oaths of any kind. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 69 through 75. Now Peter was sitting outside the courtyard, and a maid came up to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you mean." And when he went out to the porch, another maid saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly, you are one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know the man." And immediately the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel reading. During the Last Supper, Jesus revealed the apostles would abandon him, and Peter proclaims that he would never abandon Jesus, even if it means his own death. When Jesus admonishes Peter, prophesying that Peter will deny him three times before the cock crows, Peter again emphatically and foolishly promises that he will not abandon Jesus. This is a promise he will soon break. After the former high priest Annas sends Jesus to his son-in-law, the current high priest Caiaphas, for the trial before the Sanhedrin, John is allowed into Caiaphas's inner court because Caiaphas knew him, but Peter was kept out. John returns and directs a servant girl to admit Peter, but when she gazes at Peter and asks him if he is one of Jesus' disciples, he denies it and chooses to remain outside. See the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verses 15 through 18. This is Peter's first denial. It is cold in the early morning hours, and Peter draws close to a fire to warm himself with other guards and servants. Another servant girl recognizes Peter and says to the others around the fire that Peter was with Jesus. Peter again denies Jesus a second time, emphatically declaring, "I do not know the man." The others challenge Peter's denial because Jesus is from Galilee and Peter has the same kind of Galilean accent. In his third denial of Jesus, Peter panics and becomes vehement, calling down oath curses upon himself in a desperate attempt to prove he, quote, "does not know the man." Jesus gazes directly at Peter, and immediately the cock crowed, and Peter remembered Jesus' prophecy of his denial. Peter runs away and weeps bitterly. Peter's threefold denial mirrors the three times he failed to keep watch with Jesus in the agony of the garden. See the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 32 through 42. It also is replayed again after the resurrection when Jesus will require Peter to confirm his recommitment to Jesus three times. That is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 18. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Marvel at how Jesus, the divine prophet, reveals Peter's denials beforehand. With divine knowledge that transcends time, at the Last Supper, Jesus accurately describes the future event of Peter's denial with stunning accuracy, revealing both the number of times Peter will deny him and the timing, in other words, before the cock crows. Well, let's also look at a few ways that a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Practice prudence when making promises. Realize, Peter, who is a passionate and courageous man, sometimes makes mistakes when he fails to prudently pause and instead impulsively acts too quickly based on his feelings. We see that occur several times in the Gospels. For example, Peter attempts to rebuke Jesus. That's recorded in Matthew chapter 16, verses 22 through 23. On another occasion, Peter initially refuses for Jesus to wash his feet. We see that in John chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. And of course, we also see this in Peter's promise to never deny Jesus. Every Catholic man can grow in holiness by building the virtue of prudence so he can reduce his own impulsive and thoughtless actions and be very careful when making promises. Believe. Reflect upon the virtue of prudence. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 1788, 1805 through 1806, 1835, and 2104. Pray. Jesus, perfection of prudence. Help me build the virtue of prudence so I can thoughtfully assess situations and so I always shrewdly choose when and how to make promises to you and to others. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Do not make false oaths. Realize, Peter called down curses upon himself. We see that in today's reading, Peter says the equivalent of, "Let me be damned if I'm lying." Peter swears a false oath that breaks both the second and the eighth commandments, shamefully denies Jesus, and directly goes against Jesus' explicit command to not make false oaths. Jesus gave that command in the Sermon on the Mount. We see that in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37. Every Catholic man is simply called by Jesus to tell the truth all the time. Believe. Reflect upon false oaths. See the Catechism, paragraphs 2150, 2153, and 2466. Pray. Jesus, divine truth, help me build the virtue of truth, a part of justice, so I never swear false oaths, and I always profess the truth in every circumstance. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Always remember that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of prudence so you only make promises you are able and willing to keep. And second, cultivate the virtue of truth so you can always avoid making false oaths of any kind. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way for you to continue to draw others to Jesus and His Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to go further in the study of the Passion of the Christ, go to EveryCatholicMan.com and you'll find the complete 11-part special series on the Passion. While you're there at EveryCatholicMan.com, also check out the extensive library of tools and helpful references to help a man grow in holiness and happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, never forget that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.